In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3530, Baruch Hashem, and the date is the first day of Shloshes Yimei Hagbola, the 3 days that the Jews were limited not to go up to the mountain. So that's basically Gimel, Dalet, and Hay of Sivan, before the Torah was given, the 3 days, in the year Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. So the Rebbe is writing this to a rabbi of one of the cities in Morocco, a Rabbi Chosid, Yishrei Elikim, a lot of titles, the Rabbi Yehuda Shalita Shitrit in Agadir. That's the name of the city in Morocco. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter, as you requested. When I was on the Tzion, my father, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel, I mentioned that they should raise their children, Torah Chupa Maisim Tovim, with joy and gladness of heart. The Rebbe says it's known the instruction of the Baal Shem Tov that has been passed along through our holy through our leaders, Zchusim Yagin Aleinu, about the absolute necessity, the great necessity, to fulfill that which is written, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, to serve Hashem with joy. In truth, in the very truth, this is actually a ruling of a halacha in the revealed part of Torah, which is the body of Torah. We don't even need the Baal Shem Tov and Hasidic insight for that. That's actually part of the revealed part of Torah, Gufei Torah. And based upon what the great teacher, that's the name for the Rambam, Hamoira HaGodol, in his laws, in the Rambam, Yad HaChazok, Hilchos Deyos, and later on it was copied in the Tur and the Machaber, in the Nechaim Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, that a person serves the Blessed Hashem in all of his ways. Sometimes people think we serve Hashem when we daven, we serve Hashem when we learn, when we do a mitzvah. But the Rambam says, and the brought down in halacha, that a person serves Hashem in all of his ways, when he eats, when he drinks, anything that he does, and all the other categories that the Rambam mentions, even when he sleeps, you're serving Hashem. So since that's the service of Hashem, and the service of Hashem has to be done with joy, so with this we can understand that all of his hours a person needs to serve this great service, the service of the Blessed Hashem, with happiness and gladness of heart. As quoted in the Rebbe from the source, the Rambam at the end of the Laws of Lulav. So he asked, I guess, the Rebbe about this family, and the Rebbe said, I mentioned them, and the Rebbe says it should be with joy, and the Rebbe says that joy is an essential part of the Baal Shem Tov, but actually this is halacha, and since we're always serving Hashem and the service of Hashem has to be done with joy, it means we always need to be joyful during these special days. These are treasured days because we're preparing to the time of the Torah giving, which includes both the revealed part of Torah and the esoteric part of Torah, which in our days the esoteric part of Torah has been revealed in Chassidus. So the Rebbe makes a prayer that each and every one of us should merit, as my father-in-law used to say, to receive the Torah, which includes the revealed and the hidden, v'simcha u'b'primius, with joy and in an inner. That is the traditional blessing to receive the Torah with joy and in an inner. So that is also coincides with what the Rebbe has said before, that it's absolutely necessary to serve Hashem with joy, as you with respect and with blessings. As you asked, the Rebbe says, I also mentioned you at an auspicious time on the above Tzion, Holy Tzion, even though you had not mentioned in your letter the name of the mother, as articulated in the Holy Zohar in volume 184a, which over there, I guess it says that for a blessing you need the name of the person plus the name of the mother, but he still gave, the Rebbe gave him the blessing even though he didn't mention his mother's name.